All children are born artists. Ken Robinson, an expert of education, proposed his ideas about education during his TED speech. He put emphasis on the extraordinary evidence of human creativity, especially capacities that children have for their innovation. All kids have tremendous talents. They are not afraid of making mistakes so that they can come up with something interesting and original. Although Mr. Robinson said that creativity is now as important in education as literacy, and we should treat it with the same status, current education systems sadly squander and kill children's creativities. He said that they better grow into creativity, not out of it. What's it for? Public education. Mr. Robinson answered that the whole system of public education is a protracted process of university entrance. Every education system on earth has the same hierarchy of subjects. At the top are mathematics and languages, then the humanity, and at the bottom is art. It focuses on only children's heads, not the creativities. They also need to learn academic ability because it dominates their intelligence. And consequently, people with creativity were less valued. Moreover, we are even facing an academic inflation. Students preferably study useful subjects for work. However, the degrees that they have got unfortunately have no meaning in the future. We need to change this situation. Mr. Robinson gave an idea of adopting new conception of human ecology. While studying it, we have to rethink about intelligence, as it has diverse, and also there are many elements to indicate one's intelligence, in order to protect the future of our children and their gifted imagination and creativities. In my opinion, we surely need to study the basics of academics, because that builds up our basis for developing ourselves. However, I agree with Mr. Robinson's opinion, which we should not indicate one's intelligence only by an academic ability. Each student has his or her specific talent, and adults are responsible to raise children in the best education. This education does not have to be just letting them enter good schools, but developing children's talents and individualities. Parents need to make sure of children's characteristics and let them go to schools which best fit for them. I think there are more things parents can do for education of children than those schools and teachers can. Therefore, we cannot just blame the general education systems. One more thing that I'm concerned about is the fact that most children lose their creativities as they grow up, although they used to be not frightened to be wrong. One of the reasons for this is that our society teaches us not to make mistakes. Even national educational systems teach that mistakes are the worst thing we can make. Stigmatizing mistakes keeps people away from challenging and expressing themselves. I think it is very important to create a society where people are generous about making mistakes, which allows them to develop not only academic ability, but also capacities of creativities.